following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, what's going on, everybody? It is Monday, August the 21st. We want to welcome you to tonight's program. This is End Time Headlines. I am your host, Ricky Scaparro, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. Hey, if this is your first time joining us, somebody welcomed you into the broadcast. They shared this broadcast with you, invited you in, whatever the case would be. Let us know in the comment section below on whatever platform you're watching or listening from, if you are new and where you guys are joining us from. Before we get started, please hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that push notification bell so that you can be notified of every headline and every podcast when it is readily available. And it pushes our message out there on the algorithm, our content out there on these platforms. So we'd appreciate it if you guys would do that. And of course, if you've not downloaded our free app, we want to give you that opportunity to do that. Again, at the end of this broadcast, if you'll look under the description of this video, if you're watching by video platform, there's a link. It says download our free app. Just click on the link, and it's going to take you, depending on if you have an Apple device or a Google device or an Android device, rather, you just click on that link that's provided and go to your Play Store, download our free app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be ready to go with every headline, every podcast, and all the content that we push out is going to be right there at your fingertips and ready to go. All right, here's the headline. I'm going to show you this headline. This is from themostimportantnews.com, also on the economiccollapseblog.com. This is a piece from Michael Snyder, written from him. This says it all right here. Quote, "We have reached the stage where there is literally no pause between major disasters hitting the United States." So tonight I want to cover this. I want to talk about how we're not seeing, there is no reprieve from, it's like disaster after disaster after disaster is just pummeling the United States of America. While you guys are watching and listening to this, authorities are still trying to assess the damage from the historic wildfires that we just witnessed in Hawaii. We're going to talk more about that and give you details. We're going to watch videos. We're going to do all that on that. We're also being told that they were the deadliest wildfires in the entire history of our country. And now, suddenly, more wildfires are burning tens of thousands of acres in western portions of the state of Washington. So again, Hawaii just experienced what they are, and we're going to talk more in detail about that. Now we're seeing portions of the state of Washington being leveled with wildfires. All this is going on while the state of California is now bracing for what they're saying is an extremely rare disaster. We'll cover more of that. And that simultaneously happened with another event. And again, according to AccuWeather, the impact that Hurricane Hillary is going to have on the state has the potential to be an extraordinary event. Let me read this to you. AccuWeather meteorologists say that a life-threatening flooding disaster is unfolding in some of the desert areas and mountains in Southern California and Southern Nevada, where more than a year's worth of rain could fall. Think about that. The impact from Hillary has the potential to be an extraordinary event, one that is rare and unprecedented. Here we go with these terms. We've talked many times about this in podcasts in the past. When I've always said, look for those terms, rare and unprecedented. This is, again, according to AccuWeather Director of Forecasting Operations, Dan DePodwin. He went on to say, quote, "This is not something that happens every day. In fact, if Hillary is still considered to be a tropical storm when it strikes California," now we're going to give you up to date information on this. This was written yesterday. So today is the 21st of this broadcast. It was written on Sunday. From what I understand, this has already made landfall and is already causing catastrophic flooding. We'll give you some live updates here in just a moment as it comes. It will be the first time in 100 years. Listen to this, church. This will be the first time in 100 years that something like this has occurred. Let me just read this to you. Quote, "If Hillary is still categorized as a tropical storm over California, that would be the first time that it happened in almost 26 years since the former Hurricane Nora tracked near the Colorado River in California as a tropical storm in September of 1997. Norman and Kathleen and 78 and 76 respectively brought impacts to Southern California, but neither officially made landfall as a tropical storm. There were only two times landfalls happened prior to 1950, including a September 1939 tropical storm in the LA Basin and an October 2nd, 1858 hurricane, which tracked from San Diego to Long Beach. Now, meteorologists are also warning that we are likely going to see, quote, dangerous to catastrophic flooding. They went on to say that, quote, historic Hillary downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm, but still carrying the potential for dangerous to catastrophic flooding, made landfall in the Mexican peninsula of Baja California on Sunday while churning north toward the United States. Hillary was 115 miles southeast of San Diego when the National Hurricane Center released its latest update at 2 p.m. Pacific time, warning of, quote, catastrophic and life-threatening flooding likely over Baja California and portions of the southwestern U.S. through Monday. Now, I want to give you more details on that, on this specific tropical storm in just a moment, but I want to go back and I want to talk about the Hawaii fires. All right, according to the latest report, Biden is finally headed to Hawaii to meet survivors as the death toll has now reached 114. And there's many sources now saying that there's at least 1,000 people. There's at least 1,000 people still missing from this disaster. The report indicates that the search to find and identify these victims. Again, as you can see right here, there's still over 1,000 people missing. This is unbelievable. The search to find and identify victims remains painstakingly slow. Only 27 victims have so far been identified, with the families of 16 of those yet to be notified. Now, here's let's watch this video. Just give you a little bit more update on this. And then I'm going to play another video that's going to kind of give, when I listened to this, I screened it before we played this tonight. This really kind of echoes what my opinions were on this. So I think you're going to find this very interesting. Before we do that, let's check this out.
10 look at the devastation in Lahaina. We traveled by boat with two captains who answered the call that night. For the first time here, we see the images they captured of the raging fires and the heat they felt as they approached by water. Tonight, with more than 100 dead here and more than 1,000 missing, so many questions remain. Could the authorities have done more? Tonight, the images we have not seen before, the raging inferno in the distance. These are the images captured by two captains as they made their way into Lahaina from the water. Told by the Coast Guard, people were desperate for help, families trapped at the water's edge, so many jumping in, children among them. Waiting in the angry waters for hours, the ocean churning from the winds, all to escape the flames racing down the hill, some of those flames traveling a mile a minute. Tonight, for the first time, we take that journey back with those captains, traveling along Maui's western edge.
Just a haunting scene here, all along Front Street, where so many families and the people of Lahaina came down the hill to try to escape the flames. And the heat, so many jumping in the water here just to survive.
Again, guys, this is such a tragic disaster, and I don't want to get into the whole politics of this without going into the conspiracy theories on this, because again, we have to be wise about this because we want this podcast to remain available out there for you to hear it and listen to it without it being taken down. We are very aware of things going on. We are not in the dark with this. We're not ignorant of this. And again, I'm going to show you a little clip from another podcast where they talked about this and discussed this anymore. So please keep these families in your prayers. This is so tragic.
As the two captains got closer to the harbor after nightfall, they could feel the heat, the blinding smoke.
We've all seen the images of the people who jumped in the water just to survive this and who were huddled along Front Street here.
We were expecting the worst on the way in. And so we had big spotlights up here, flashlights searching. There was so much smoke in the air, your flashlight beam would only go about 100 feet or so.
As we look at it here, you can see that people had no place to go other than the water or the one road out of town. I mean, they were trapped.
Sorry. Just gotta think for a second.
it is still too raw. Captain Riley Coons and Captain Travis DeWater, they were both there that night.
Well, it looked like a zombie apocalypse. Everything was on fire. Everybody was just covered in soot.
Their faces were covered in soot from the fire?
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
Everybody was kind of covered in soot.
So many people who were actually even in the water were holding like a t-shirt up to their face just to breathe through it.
But the best I could tell, there was a girl that was 9 and a boy that was like 11 or 12. they were pretty scared, showed up out of the dark, and took them paddling out through the waves. Who I think was a young boy, the older one was encouraging his sister to be strong, and it was pretty touching.
When you look at these charred buildings and the melted cars all along Front Street, I mean, it's as though these families just, they got trapped. When you think about the people still unaccounted for here.
It's just one of the heaviest thoughts to think about. I know that there's, I got 3 young kids, and I just imagine what would, I'm just so thankful, I wasn't in here. I heard stories that people would just see families huddled together, and it said it looks like it's Pompeii. They're just calcified, frozen all the time. And then when I heard that, because the schools were in that day, it was so windy that a lot of these were children at home.
Just too much.
The images of that night, the families, parents, and their children in their cars, they won't forget.
Wow, guys, that's just, I mean, it's hard to process that. And it's, again, you know, there's so many raw emotions, anger, confusion, you know, why, how, and, you know, I'm trying, without going into the whole conspiracy aspect of this and that, I want to pull up a video because there's so many questions. And then you read stories like this, and this is just unbelievable. This is from the Los Angeles Times, who wrote this piece. Quote, "A perfect storm set Hawaii ablaze, and experts are saying it could happen almost anywhere." But when you hear people that has lived in places like this for 30 years, 40 years, they've never seen anything like this. They've never seen, I'm going to show you a video, and they cover some of these things that you're probably thinking, how could this happen? Or how could fires burn through this and that? Again, I'm telling you, we're going to watch this. But I thought this headline was just incredible, to say the least. A perfect storm that experts say could happen anywhere, almost anywhere, to be correct, is what is responsible for this blaze. So when you go down here and you read this article, here's what they say is the perfect storm. Ash-covered cars still line the highway, where only days ago hundreds of people tried in vain to escape from a fast-moving fatal wildfire, a scene like a nightmare. In Canada, raging fires are still burning through 30 million acres of their forestry there, spewing noxious smoke and choking nearby communities with some of the worst air quality on the earth. And then in Rhodes, Greece, more than 20,000 people fled for safety last month as flames fed on overgrown forests amid triple-digit temperatures threatening historic villages. According to the quote-unquote experts, such disasters as this are becoming increasingly likely, here we go, you ready, as warmer temperatures, human development, land use policies, and other factors conspire to create conditions ripe for flames, even in seemingly unexpected places. You already know where they're going with this, right? You guessed it, climate change. Quote, "We have a lot of fire in our future." Whoa, what's stunning about that statement, and let me go back to this statement again. Quote, "We have a lot of fire in our future." When you go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, it says, "But the heavens and earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men." Listen, it's amazing how these people say these things and they don't even realize how prophetic they actually, these statements are. Let me go back to this article. "We have a lot of fire in our future, and all kinds of environments are going to be subjected to it, including urban areas that thought they were more or less immune." This is according to Stephen Pine, I believe that's how you say his name, a fire historian and an emeritus professor at Arizona State University. Quote, "What doesn't burn is going to be subjected to smoke." He goes on to say that, quote, "It's something that Pine has come to think of as the pyrocene, a, quote, new age of fire activity in the planet's history, not unlike the ice age." According to the report, last year, the United Nations report warned that the number of extreme wildfires is expected to increase 50% globally by the end of the century, and that governments are largely unprepared. Here we go again. "Even the Arctic, previously all but exempt from the threat, now faces growing wildfire risk because of," here it is, "climate change and other factors." "We keep thinking it's a fluke, but it's not," according to Pine. And again, when you read on in this article, it says, quote, "One of the things that's happening with climate change is that we're also seeing places experience things that they have never had before." Another expert of this, Lisa Benton Short, I believe is her name. Yes. She said that, quote, "We are seeing an increased frequency of these disasters, and unless something changes dramatically, and there's no evidence that it's going to in the near future, we're going to see more of these." And guys, there again, the residents there are looking for answers. They want to know answers. Look, check this out. Here's another video.
"We lose everything. We don't have nothing. And we don't have a help for the government."
As Maui residents pick up what's left of their lives, the finger pointing at what went wrong continues, including why fire crews ran out of water, finding countless dry hydrants.
There's been...
How do you run out of water? Seriously? You live in Hawaii and you run out of water and there's dry hydrants? Again, we'll cover that in another video as well.
"A great deal of water conflict on Maui for many years. People have been fighting against the release of water to fight fires."
That includes State Water Commission Deputy Director Kaleo Manuel, seen here last year talking about how water must be revered.
"Let water connect us and not divide us. Like, we can share it, but it requires true conversations about equity."
The West Maui Land Company, which owns land in Lahaina, claims Manuel denied an emergency request to move more water from streams into reservoirs.
Again, things that make you go,
supply city water, including fire hydrants. Manuel told them they first had to clear it with native Hawaiian farmers. In a letter, the company says by the time they got that approval, it was too late. Writing, quote, "No one is happy there was water in the streams while our homes, our businesses, our lands, and our lives were reduced to ash." Manuel has since been reassigned.
"We're afraid that people would have gone malka."
Maui's controversial head of emergency management, Herman Andaya, is resigning days after saying this.
"Do you regret not sounding the sirens?"
I do not.
Andaya was heavily criticized for not using the island's siren warning system. This as officials say the search for victims is going slower than expected, with about 60% of the burn area searched and only a small number identified.
All right, now we got a clip from Valuetainment. This is a podcast that I thought was interesting, and this is going to cover many of you guys and your thoughts in this whole process, because I know how many of you guys think. I know your opinions and all this. So I guarantee you what they're going to get into for the next few moments as we watch this. We're going to do a reaction video here, and they're going to get into and talk about the very things that we have all been discussing privately, not on social media, because if you discuss this on social media, you're going to find out real quick the repercussions of that. So here we go. Let's watch this.
God, absolute tragic event. What
tragic
happened?
Tragic event.
There.
Yeah. I literally prayed last night for them. 100. I think the death toll, Pat, hit 100. 1,000 people, they don't know where they are.
111 people now.
111 people. That I think there was 100 missing, but they don't know where 1,000 other people are. You know, our hearts go out to them. $5.5 billion in damage. An entire neighborhood full of children that died. And here's the thing, going back to Biden, Pat. They asked him the day that it happened. They're like, hey, the president of the United States, what do you have to say about, you know, these people and the tragedy? While he's at the beach on vacation, no comment, jumps in the car. And then when he comes back, Pat, he avoids, you know, that path that they take, that Trump takes to get right to the media, talk to them. He avoids them and walks all the way into the grass. And the day, look, tell me this isn't a spit in the face. The day it happens, his administration is asking Congress for $24 more billion to give to Ukraine.
Really? Wow. Can anybody hit me up in the comments? Because I don't have the information in front of me. What is the total amount that America has funded to Ukraine? What is the total amount? What is the number at this point? How many billions and billions and trillions of dollars has this administration just given to Zelensky and given to Ukraine? This is incredible when I see these numbers are just astronomical. And my mind is blown because I don't understand. Again, I don't have a degree in economics. I know this is out of my pay grade. But I don't understand how we could be seeing some of the economic hardship that we're facing right now. The banks, the crisis, the recession, the food shortages, all these things happening. But yet we somehow managed to rob Peter to give to Paul. This is unbelievable. And he brings up some good valid points here. Listen to this.
That's not a joke, okay? They're not getting the help that they want.
Are you serious?
I swear to God, Pat, they were asking for money. It could be 12 or 24. Doesn't matter. The word B is involved. And here's the thing, Pat. I'm not going to conspiracy theory. Well, first of all, they're not getting the help that they want. Biden's going to give them 700. These people lost houses. $700 per household to do what? What are you going to do with that? And I get away from mainstream.
And if you've ever been to Hawaii, $700 is a laughable to give to a family that just lost everything. Their house burned down. Their families are wrecked. Some of these people's lost their lives. $700 in Hawaii. Seriously. Listen, I've never personally been to Hawaii. I'd love to go to Hawaii, but I know I've got family that's been there and it is extremely expensive. And for this administration to be funneling out billions to Ukraine, but giving peanuts to these victims and families of Hawaii is, again, an absolute spit in the face. And this should anger you. As an American citizen, this should anger you.
Media, I've been watching on TikTok, on Instagram, the people that live in Maui, Pat, that live in Hawaii are so furious at the response, the no help, blocking police from helping them. And you know what I thought about, Pat? They're not getting the help that they want. Why doesn't the mayor or whoever just self-identify, change the name to Hawaii, to Ukraine? Billions of dollars will start coming in
right
overnight. And I don't know, like, listen, the emergency alarm system, the sirens, didn't work, Pat. By the way, Maui has the largest emergency alert siren system in the world. It didn't activate. Rob, what else happened with the water? The water system failed?
There's reports that they had what's called dry hydrants, where the fire hydrants ran out of water or didn't.
And we just covered that. We showed you that press release where they covered that and why that is. So again, it doesn't look good, guys. Again, how dare anybody accuse conspiracy, yet we keep seeing this and over again in these disasters. It's like, and man, I could say so much here, but I'm not. I can't, because I want to keep the broadcast up.
Have any water, access to water.
And Bob, is it just, I might be losing my mind, guys. Isn't Hawaii surrounded by freaking water and you couldn't get water on to the fires? And
right.
This is disgusting for all these demons that are out there. Pat, the day after everything is done, the fires are done, the smoke is settling, real estate agents and people were calling homeowners asking to buy their land, which just adds to the conspiracy theories of all these people. Oprah recently bought, I think in March, another
thousand. Yeah, let's stop here for a second. This right here, this content was being flagged all over social media, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever. All these, the fact checkers coming out by the droves saying that there was no land grab going on in Hawaii. Yes, there was. There is countless articles and stories coming out. But yet again, the mainstream media will not let you know this because it doesn't look good, guys. It looks terrible. Look at the series of negative events that are transpiring here that's being revealed. And I don't believe the half of it's even being told yet. I believe there's going to be more to come on this as the days go on. Now, here is a big quote unquote coincidence that you're about to hear right here. And again, if you're not angry yet, this should anger you. Listen to this.
1,000 acres in Maui. You know whose houses didn't burn at all, Pat? At all? That have mega... Just this is random. I think God really protects these people. Oprah, Jeff Bezos, Lady Gaga, Bill Gates, Morgan Freeman, Will Smith, Julia Roberts. Zero damage to the houses. And listen, again, wow. Conspiracies aside, I saw the damage on the ground. It didn't look like fires, bro. These cars, there was no glass. The glass melted around. What is glass melts at like, what, 2,700 degrees? It looked like a nuke went off. Pat, I've been in fires. We're from L.A. I've seen really, really, really bad fires. I've never seen vehicles look like how they did. And dogs dead in the street that looked like they were fake, like they were from the movie.
Yeah, that was weird seeing that.
The response is horrible, Pat. The response is horrible. And this is the this is the 50th United States. That should be the help. Ukraine. Time out for Ukraine.
Right.
Go save this place. It's unbelievable.
And the alarm didn't go off in the city, by the way.
And
like
they have
an alarm that goes off. It didn't go off. They asked Tulsi Gabbard, why didn't it go off? They're like, I've heard a lot of different explanations, but I don't understand why it didn't go off.
How does that fail?
Let me, I guess, give my two cents here.
God, so, I love your sense.
Well, the number one story in the Wall Street Journal right now is basically this story right here. Hawaiian Electric knew of wildfire threat, but waited years to act. So 4 years ago.
And again, why is this the general consensus across the board with every disaster in America? Have you ever noticed that? Like Katrina, the levees, they knew about the levees. They knew that they wouldn't hold up. They knew that they were not going to be able to, these were not constructed to be able to withstand these kind of hurricane forces. They knew about it, but they didn't do anything about it. 9/11, there was how many threats? How many threats of what was going to happen? There were so many threats about hijackers taking planes. Terrorists taking planes all prior to, you go research, go do all the research on 9/11. I'm talking about, we could go through disaster after disaster after disaster. And there is a trail of breadcrumbs left behind that we never see until it's all said and done. And then all this stuff starts coming out. It's like, really? How many times are we going to keep visiting this topic in this conversation? Why is there nobody being held responsible for this? Why is there no accountability? And you wonder why there's people that say and talk conspiracy theories. If you don't want people assuming conspiracies, then stop giving them all the resources to construct such a theory. Wow.
So the utility company said it needed to do more to prevent power lines from emitting sparks, and it made basically very little progress. They didn't do anything. Instead, they were focusing on, wait for it, a shift to clean energy. So in 2019, which is, yeah. I guess there is wildfire season here, 2019 was the worst wildfire that I'd ever seen until now. So I trust the Wall Street Journal. We could, you know, look for yourself what's going on here. Ultimately, it's a freaking tragedy, and it's horrible. A lot of people lost their lives.
All right, guys. So the Hawaii fires, the tragedy that's still unfolding there is just unprecedented. And it's, again, we're talking about today, disaster after disaster continues to reel America. Now I want to shift focus. I want to move over here, and we'll talk about this. We're going to talk about what happens. Look at this article. Let me pull this up here. This is an actual headline from the Los Angeles Times. I'm going to read this to you guys listening by app or by Spotify. What do you get when you combine a hurricane and an earthquake? This is an actual term they're making up, quote, a stormquake. Just like they say it was a fire hurricane that struck Hawaii. Look at this article. Quote, scientists have discovered a mashup of two disasters, hurricanes and earthquakes, and they're calling it a, quote, stormquake. We're just making up stuff now. But I think it's interesting that all the while this historic, unprecedented tropical storm was a hurricane downgraded to, thank God, for you guys on the West Coast. We do have partners that are out in California on the West Coast, places like that. They've downgraded to a tropical storm, but this is something that is unusual. It's odd. It's not normal, but it's now made landfall. It's causing historic flooding. We'll give you some videos on that. We'll show you more about that. But simultaneously, while that was happening, a magnitude 5.1 earthquake struck in California, followed by many aftershocks. Quote, the shaking of the seafloor during hurricanes and northeasters can rumble like a magnitude 3.5 earthquake and can last for days. Again, who's ever heard such a thing? You guys down in the South, have you heard of this? Has Florida ever experienced this? Has Louisiana ever experienced this? Has Texas ever experienced a, quote, stormquake? I don't remember ever hearing about this. I've been doing this for, 13 years? Never heard of such a thing. But, quote, according to a study published this week in the journal Geophysical Research Letters, the quakes are fairly common. They're so common, I've never heard of it. But they weren't noticed before because they were considered seismic background noise. Okay. Well, if you say so, LA Times, a stormquake is more of an oddity than something dangerous because no one is standing on the seafloor during a hurricane. This is according to a Florida State University seismologist who led the study. Now, let's start with the quote-unquote hurricane slash, now it's been downgraded to tropical storm. Here is a video on that.
California is under a state of emergency as we brace for what's expected to be the first tropical storm to make land in at least 80 years. Now, we have been following Hillary as it is barreled over the Pacific, heading straight for California's southern coast. Like our meteorologist predicted, it's losing hurricane strength, but it is still packing plenty of rain and wind.
Yeah, the storm started to move in this morning. Here's a time lapse from a wildfire camera. This is in Santa Monica. Just look at those clouds rolling in throughout the day. Much more to come. Governor Newsom's state of emergency covers 11 counties from SoCal to the Central Valley, including Los Angeles, Riverside, San Diego, San Bernardino, Fresno, and Tulare. People are doing what they can to prepare. Newsom's office says 7,500 emergency responders are on the ground, ready to help as the state coordinates resources ahead of landfall.
Now, this is an article from the Daily Mail. And this was published yesterday, but updated today. So this, I don't know if it's too much different from this update, but I want to read this to you. Quote, desperate Californians climb trees to escape floods and mudslides with many trapped in vehicles for hours after Hillary brings record rain. Palm Springs is submerged and 25 million are now under flood warnings. Shock video shows earthquake rock at bar. Again, because while this hurricane made sure a, quote, earthquake struck, but hey, the expert seismologists are telling us that these are nothing more than stormquakes. I know you guys have never heard of it, but they've been here and they're very common. The state has seen record levels of downpours with mountain and desert areas predicted to get 5 to 10 inches of rain today, as much as the desert typically see in a year. While yesterday, Ventura County saw up to 2 inches of rainfall within 2 hours. As feared, Hillary is now moving northwards and will batter Nevada later today. It would be the first time the state has been struck with a tropical storm and flood warnings have been put in place. And again, as we said, as that was making landfall, as this hurricane slash tropical storm was making landfall on the West Coast, this was occurring.
Southern California rocked by a 5.1 magnitude quake as the region is battered by historic tropical storms that are bringing torrential downpours and flooding to communities all across our region. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the News at 5. I'm Rick Chambers.
And I'm Corrine Winter. Thank you so much for joining us for our ongoing breaking news coverage on this once-in-a-lifetime storm.
Yeah, and we have reporters positioned all across the Southland. But before we check in with Kai, who's been tracking Hillary's path throughout the day, let's go to Rachel Minotaur. She's got the latest on the earthquake that rocked the Ojai Valley this afternoon. Rachel?
Rick, Corrine, good evening to you both. We just got to Ventura County, where many people felt the brunt of that 5.1 magnitude earthquake and then those 22-plus aftershocks. We were taking the 118 and the 101 to get here. We didn't notice any damage on the freeways, and the earthquake itself didn't disturb traffic flow or traffic patterns, and we haven't noticed any damage now here on the ground. We have been driving around the Viewpoint Mall, surveying the area. We haven't seen any kind of damage, thankfully. We did get some surveillance video from a neighborhood in Oxnard showing the impact of this earthquake, and you can also hear it pretty quickly. Let's take a listen.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty loud one. It rocks many of the parked cars on the street. And then there's this aftershock sequence. We just heard officials tell us not too long ago that there were about 20 aftershocks within the last half hour of that earthquake. And this is a pretty significant sequence. And they are expecting more magnitude threes. They say those are possible today, and easily there could be a magnitude four. Drivers, people who were on the road at the time, were probably shocked. They're trying to contend with heavy rain and poor visibility. And then they were
But don't worry, guys. Everyone's prepared, because these are all normal, because they're storm quakes.
Surprised by some jolts from that earthquake. They were already dealing with those difficult driving conditions. So this earthquake was a surprise to all of us, really. There are no outages that have been reported so far, and many of you probably got one of those alerts on your phone letting you know about this earthquake. We're told that there isn't a connection between these storm conditions and the earthquake, but the two together brought us some extreme weather events. We also, I believe, have some video taken from Santa Paula, a beauty store in Santa Paula. Things were falling off of the shelves, kind of rocking back and forth. The quake was first reported around 2:40 this afternoon with a preliminary magnitude of 5.0, and then it was upgraded to 5.1, we're told, and there were some smaller tremors that were felt around the same area, all of which ranged between a magnitude 2.8 and 3.6. I do want you to hear from one of our experts, Dr. Lucy Jones, a seismologist and expert on these kinds of earthquake events. Take a listen to what she told us.
There is no particular relationship between the weather and what's happening underground.
Well, hold on now. That's not what we were told at the LA Times. So where's the fact checkers? Why isn't the LA Times being hit with fact checkers about this, quote, storm quake? I'm just saying, is it or is it not? See, again, but if any of us were to post any of this on a blog or a YouTube video, oh, it would be taken down immediately, because that is just misinformation. But it's okay for the double standards of the mainstream media.
Remember, people always try to make patterns. Usually they call it hot weather, because that's what we had for the Whittier Narrows earthquake. But there's really no way that what's going on in the storm would be affecting the rate of earthquakes. It's, of course, we notice the patterns when they when they occur together. And I think actually the biggest impact would be what it might be doing to the network operation.
All right, guys. So again, I want to remind you, biblically speaking, Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, they all talk about the signs of the coming of the Lord and birth pangs of the Messiah, which include earthquakes in various places. And then you go over to Luke chapter 21, and he talks about the waves and the seas roaring. And these are all indicators of the birth pangs of the Messiah leading up to the time of the end, or the end of the age, and of course, the return of the Messiah. So wanted to bring you these things. These disasters continue to happen, and it makes you wonder, what disaster is coming next. So we need to be prepared. How do we prepare? We prepare practically. If you live on the West Coast, you need to be prepared for, especially for earthquakes. You live in Tornado Alley or Valley or whatever you want to call it. You need to be prepared for that. You need to be prepared for fires. If you're in places that are prone to wildfires, you need to be prepared for that. So you need to be prepared according to where you are geographically speaking in the natural. You can only prepare so much in the natural, but you need to be prepared spiritually. Noah, knowing that and heeding the word of the Lord that judgment was about to come, the Bible says he acted upon it. He responded by faith, building an ark for the saving of his household. We don't go out here and build a giant boat today in the anticipation of a global flood. We're not going to build a giant iron dome that is fire resistant because Peter said that the end times, that the earth will be renovated by fire. No, we don't do that. Instead, we prepare our household by repenting of our sins and putting our faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Why? Because the Bible indicates that it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. I wish I could tell everybody listening and watching that that none of us will see physical death and we will all be here for the last trumpet, the voice of the archangel, the shout of God, and that we will be caught up in the air and that we will precede those, the dead in Christ that will rise first, and then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. But the reality is that many of us will not. Many of us will see physical death. We will die of old age, some type of this or that or whatever the case may be. So we prepare accordingly. The Bible says, don't say, I'm going to do this and do that. For the Bible says, we don't know what tomorrow will bring. So instead, we say, Lord willing, if the Lord wills, I will do this and do that. For what is your life? But it is a vapor. It is here a little while and it is gone tomorrow. It is like a plant that is alive, it's flourishing, and then one day it wilters and it dies and is burned up. So again, is our time here is of essence. We're all running out of time. It is all we have all been appointed once to die and then the judgment. So if you're listening to this day, you're watching today, the best thing you and I can do to prepare for the days ahead, for the perilous times that we're in, is to get right with God. Stop playing games. Stop being lukewarm. Repent of your sins and put your faith and your trust in Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And the Bible says that according to the book of Romans, that if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died and rose again from the grave, you shall be saved. So I want to encourage you to do that today. And I want everybody that's watching, listening today, I want you, if you fall in that category and you know you're not right with God, I'm asking and imploring you today to repent of your sins and put your faith and trust in Christ right now. What are you waiting for? Do it right now. Don't put off tomorrow what you could do today. Today is the day unto salvation. We don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. We don't know what even tonight, today, the end of this day could bring, and our life could be, we could be called this very day. So we want to be right. We don't want to play with that. We only have one shot at this, and it's not worth it, guys. Eternity is a long time to be wrong. I'm going to say that again. Eternity is a long time to be wrong. You get one shot at this. Just make the right choice. Repent of your sins. Get right with Christ. If you're backslid, guys, just repent. Get back on track. Get back on fire. Get back plugged into the word of the Lord. Get into your Bible. Get into your devotional, your prayer time. Get plugged into a local body of believers. If that's not possible where you live, we welcome you to this body of believers here at End Time Headlines. We welcome you and his family. We love you and we praise God for you. Listen, again, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find that's going to be our main landing page of our website. Again, if you've not downloaded our free app, it's available on Apple and Android devices. And that's where you can keep up with everything that we post and share like this. Here, hit that like button, hit that share button, hit that notification button. And as always, guys, if this ministry is a continual source of information and blessing to you and your family on a week-to-week basis, we want to encourage you to pray worry about becoming a monthly partner. You can do that two different ways. You can give electronically. If you have the app, go down to the bottom, hit donate, and it's going to take you to an electronic page. There you can give in a whole different ways of giving electronically. You can give through PayPal. You can give through credit card. You can give through Venmo. You can give through Cash App. There's so many different ways you can become a monthly partner, or you can give by check or money order. You can do that by making it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391. And that's going to be Monroe, Georgia 30655. Guys, again, it is Monday, August the 21st. I want to give you some information, give you some announcements before we close this broadcast. We will be back on here tomorrow, Tuesday, the 22nd of August, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. But this week, we will be off Wednesday and Thursday and be back on Friday. So we're only going 3 days this week. The reason why is Brother Ricky has to get some medical testing done. I got to get an endoscopy and the lower. Yes, the upper and the lower, the dreaded lower. Not looking forward to it. I've heard the stories, not so much the procedure. The procedure's pretty simple. It's pretty cakewalk, but it's the process. It's the preparation, and I'm not looking forward to it, but by God's grace, we'll get through this. So again, that procedure's on Thursday, but Wednesday is the preparation. If any of you guys have ever gone through these tests, you already know the misery of the preparation stage. So that's why we don't want to broadcast on Wednesday and Thursday. Not really sure how I'm going to feel after the procedure. So we're just going to go ahead and take off Thursday, and we'll be back on Friday. So listen, I would appreciate if you guys are not back on tomorrow for our Tuesday night broadcast, and somehow you missed that, please keep me in prayer for a clean bill of health and a good report when we come out on the other side of this thing on Thursday around lunchtime. It's a morning procedure, should be done by lunchtime. So again, I'd appreciate you if you guys would keep me in prayer on Thursday morning. I think the procedure is 9:30 a.m. Eastern. They said it won't take very long at all. I think it's like a full maybe 30 minutes to do both procedures. So it's not going to be, it's going to be a quick process. And I know my life is in the hands of the Lord. Our ministry is in His hands, and the Lord's will be done. And I trust Him that with long life, He's going to satisfy me and show me the joy of my salvation. We've got a lot to do. Our ministry has got a lot more people to win to the Lord and people to reach. We've got many things that Lord willing, that we will accomplish for the work of the kingdom of God. So until then, guys, we're going to see you Tuesday, tomorrow on the 22nd. But until then, may the Lord bless you, may He keep you, and may His countenance shine upon you. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.